All the shorties in the club.
Hey. That's the best.
Turn it up, Giamatti.
We're turning sliders into some kind of hip hop thing.
Which is good. We are live at the Slider House. What's up, St. Louis? Hope you enjoyed the 6 o'clock hour, a little hockey sense. I enjoyed this week's show. I enjoy every week's show, but I enjoyed this week's show a lot. With Scott Young joining us early in the hour, Brady Tkachuk joining us late in the hour. We go to one from one former BU Terrier to one current BU Terrier who's entering his freshman season. And Brady's a great kid. But again, it's hard to believe, like, how they go from, like, and that really happens, Doc. They go from, like, 3 years old to 20 years old. Like, they do get to 20 eventually.
Well, they do, and it almost seems like they do it in about a day. You know, you don't think anything's happening. I mean, we had him on the show. He's a delightful kid. Got a great future.
He's only 18, by the way.
But regardless, I mean, like you said, you remember when they were little kids, and all of a sudden, boom, they're grown up, and, you know, where did the time go? But he's going to be a superstar. I mean, he's got it all. He really does.
I've got little Chloe here. Actually, all three of my kids are here right now. So you're telling me, Chloe, she's 6 years old. She'll be 20 one day.
One day she'll be 20. And you'll be going, what happened?
You can guarantee that?
I promise.
Yeah, okay. Wow. I don't want that to happen.
No. Well, you got to, you know, slow down and enjoy it, because I'll tell you, all of a sudden they're 20. And then the issues are completely different.
Yeah.
I promise.
When they're 20.
When they're 20.
Versus when they're 6?
Well, when they're 13, then it starts.
Is that when it gets hard?
Yeah. Well, 12
like,
or 13.
Was your daughter 13 during all the, like, the social media and all that type of stuff? Like, was that all going on or no?
That was going on. It was just getting, you know, it was already going on, but mm-hmm. It was just getting a little bit where, you know, everybody had access and there was a little bit of, you know, internet bullying going on and so-and-so is ugly. And we had it all.
Oh, I don't like that. See, that's the one thing. Like, how do you handle that as a parent? Not to say that you dealt with that directly, but I'm just kind of, as a parent, how do you handle, like, if somebody is, like, if there's, like, a bullying issue that involves your kid? That would be very – how do you stay calm in that situation?
Well, you know, in our situation, it was bad because, you know, 4 or 5 of the kids would come over to our house. Then they would get on the internet and bully whoever. And
oh,
then, and
no.
Then, and then the mom would call and say, you know, why are you guys bullying
– and promoting
you know,
this.
You know, yeah, why are you letting this happen? We didn't know what was happening. They're upstairs – you know, supposedly eating pizza and watching Disney, and right. They're probably up there smoking weed and bullying this poor girl.
Oh,
so
no,
you know, it was tough.
Yeah, that sounds tough. I was reading an article yesterday about cell phones, that this is really leading to a lot of issues, not just cell phones, specifically smartphones in teenagers. And, you know, the thought process for a lot of parents out there is that, you know what, if my kid is home, then they're safe. That means they're not out drinking, they're not in any danger, hanging out with the wrong crowd, doing the wrong thing. Because they're home, they're in their room. But in reality, they're in their room, they're on their smartphone. And there's a lot of danger that comes with that as well.
Well, you know, first of all, you're 100% right. Back in the day, if your kids were home, you know, how bad could they be doing? You know, they were reading a book, they were watching TV, maybe. But there really wasn't a whole lot of bad. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you some crazy stories where, you know, girls, friends of my kids met people on the internet that lived in their closets for like 2 and 3 months. So there's a lot of bad that could happen on the internet. And I have to tell you, as you read these articles and you know, it gives you complete access to the whole world. And there's a lot of bad guys out there and women out there. So being home on your smartphone, on your computer, on your iPad doesn't necessarily mean safety.
No, it doesn't.
And you have to monitor your kids. I mean, that's the one thing we learned pretty early on. Is, you know, you have to monitor your kids. You just can't take it for granted that they're doing the right thing or that they're not talking to the wrong people, etc. And we were pretty, you know, I'm sure they hated us for it, but we were kind of in their face, checking out what they were doing, you know, always wanted to know where they were going, call the parents before they went over there. Because, you know, they'd say, hey, I'm staying at so-and-so's house, and then they go out drinking and staying over some guy's house all night. So you got to be all over it because you know, kids are smart. You were smart. Mm-hmm. We did all those things. So, mm-hmm. you know, you got to assume your kids are
going to
do them.
And it doesn't matter if you're going to an elite private school or public school. It doesn't matter, right?
No.
That's a misconception out there.
That's totally a misconception. And let me tell you, once you get out there, I mean, we had one night, you know, this is getting into not really sports medicine. So my son, you know, with smartphones, you're talking about it. So he invited five kids or eight kids over, and they were going to stay over in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So literally within an hour, there was 320 kids in our basement because, you know, everybody just fires up their contacts, right? And they just hit their contacts, and then everyone, you know, party at the Lehman House, house number is this, and the next
party
thing, you know,
at the Lehman House.
And then and in no time, there's all these kids, you know, and I didn't know any of them. My son probably knew half of them. And that's how far-reaching your smartphone is. So you'll experience all this. I don't want to spoil all the fun right away.
Yeah, all right. But it is amazing how fast things happen. And, of course, it was good to talk to Brady Tkachuk. That's how we got into that conversation to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked out.
Last night we went to a great event.
Yes, we did.
At Radiance Health and Wellness, which is located right there at 1750 South Brentwood, right across the street from Whole Foods. And it's not officially open. They haven't even had the – last night wasn't even the grand opening, Doc. It was just kind of like a little VIP party to say, hey, we're going to be opening. Take a tour. Check it out. They have everything, Doc, and we're excited to announce they'll be partnering with us. They'll be a part of our program. That's going to be a lot of fun. But they've got the cryotherapy rooms. They've got the infrared saunas, which are – unbelievable. They've got the float tanks.
I know, that was crazy.
That you've probably seen on the internet, Stephon Curry and some other people constantly tweeting about their experiences doing floats. The oxygen tanks, I mean, I don't know what else I'm forgetting. I mean, there was so much stuff going on, but it was a lot of fun. They're great people. Zena Thomas and her family, who have decided they want to do this, they have passion for it. And I think they're going to have a lot of success, especially in that location.
I agree. You know, it is. It's right across the street from Whole Foods. So basically on the east side of the street, Brentwood Boulevard. And they have IV infusion drip therapy, which is very cool. And they have, you know, the different oxygens, you know, mint, peppermint, orange, lemon. Very, very cool. So they're significantly upgraded the medical community in St. Louis by I mean, this is stuff you normally see in New York and L.A.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, just scratching the surface in these bigger cities, and now we're seeing it full-blown here. So I have to tell you, you know, this was impressive. And they are so nice. These people were so nice, mm-hmm. and I think they're going to do a great job. And I can see this, like you said, in this location really taking off, because I think this is what people want. You know, they want an alternate to just your typical physical therapy or your typical massage, and this is it.
I want to ask you about the vitamin drip, the IV vitamin drip. And do you believe in that, number one? And what can it do? What are the benefits to sitting there for an hour? Because it takes about a full hour to get the full drip. You don't have to sit there for a full hour, but if you want to get the full drip, it takes about an hour. And this can be really, from a health standpoint, very beneficial.
Well, you know, you can't lump all the vitamin drips into the same. So if you have chronic inflammation, let's say you got an arthritic knee or you have back pain, or, you know, you've got this career-ending hamstring injury that you've been dealing with.
Yes.
So, you know, you can put anti-inflammatory, Ketrolac, some of the anti-inflammatories in there. Generally, you're going to put vitamins in there. You're going to put different minerals in there. And normally what you would do is you would see what you're lacking in. Do you need vitamin C? Do you need magnesium, et cetera? Do you need sulfa? And are you iron deficient? Now, one of the big benefits of IV infusion is opioid addiction. Well, it kind of got started trying to substitute for people that were either addicted or taking large doses of opioids. So they would put other medicines in there that were not narcotics but were anti-inflammatories and would help, maybe a little bit of methadone, whatever. So this has a wide base depending on what your problem is. But if you got arthritis or you got back pain or an inflammatory problem, pretty straightforward, great. And it goes right in your bloodstream. It doesn't go through your GI tract. And when people do it, I've got a lot of patients that do it, and they come out and they say, you know what? I feel great. I feel great for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Then I get another infusion, and I just feel great.
You know, you say this has been going on in L.A. and New York. I mean, how long has this been going on in other regions of the country? Why does it take so long for it to come here?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, toasted ravioli started here, and it took a long time to get everywhere else. And I guess all the other stuff's, you know, in New York and L.A., and it takes a long time to get here. But Mike Jones, the ex-Super Bowl hero,
yeah.
Is involved in it. Jamie Dukes. There's some big names involved in IV infusion around the country, and these are smart guys, you know, a lot of capacity, and they're doing a good job. So I would tell you, I don't know why it takes so long to get to St. Louis, but I'm glad that it's here, and I'm glad that it's on the forefront, and I'm glad that Radiant is stepping into this space, because this is a very good space.
Yeah, Radiant's Health and Wellness, again, 1750 South Brentwood, right across the street from Whole Foods, right next door to Double D's.
Yeah.
So if you want to go do some karaoke and then maybe do a cryo session, you can kind of mix it in all at once.
You might need to cryo once you leave Double D's.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's perfect.
And you can be a member there. I mean, for this kind of prices, they're going to have memberships available. But do you recommend doing multiple treatments in one day? Like if you want to do a cryo treatment, would you walk down the hall and do an infrared sauna treatment, or walk down the hall and do a float treatment, or would that be something you would suggest to do on separate days?
Well, you know, I think what you got to do is you got to kind of look at your needs, right? So whether you're a doctor, physical therapist, whoever tells you, you got to look at your needs, and your needs should dictate, you know, what you're going to do. And so if you just go for a hard workout, yes, cryotherapy makes all the sense in the world, you know, very, very smart. You know, and maybe you want to couple that with some oxygen, you know, therapy, so you're going to increase your O2, and then you're going to kind of repopulate your lungs. So that would be a good combination. If you were going to do a sauna, you know, or you were going to do a float, you probably don't want to do a whole lot of other stuff, because then you want to relax, maybe get a massage. You want to relax after that. So I think it really depends on what your needs are. But if you go get, you know, you go work out, and you're the new True Fusion, you get banged up, you worked out, you're tired, you want to go next door, through that blue door, and you want to hit that cryotherapy, and I think you're going to feel a ton better.
You know, True Fusion, you just mentioned it, and that's a new facility that's opening up here in St. Louis as well. I think it was the original location was out of Las Vegas. They've got a number of them in California. This is the first one that's going to be in any location that's not in Las Vegas or California, I believe. So this is pretty
revolutionary
to bring True Fusion here to St. Louis. Again, right kind of where the old, across the street from the Ritz-Carlton, kind of where the old wine and cheese place is. And they had an event there on Sunday. I went to it, where basically everyone was handed a hammer, and you got to just basically demolish the walls and tear them down, because now they're starting the actual construction. And the plan is to open that place up on January 1st. Joey Goldberg is the one who's behind that. Joe Goldberg, I still call him Joey, but Joe Goldberg, who's a great guy and very, very passionate about this. And you'll hear from him on this show coming up very soon. We'll have him on, and he'll fill us in with what's going on. But, you know, to bring kind of a combination of yoga along with other type of classes you can take, I mean, it's going to be very, I mean, the variety is going to be unbelievable. Huge space, locker rooms, a restaurant with Revel Kitchen on the inside. I mean, it's going to be an incredible, incredible spot. Doc, there's so much happening here in St. Louis right now.
I agree. And a lot of it's in the healthcare industry, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. you got Radiant, which is huge, big blue doors, beautiful building. You got True Fusion right down the street, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right basically next to the car wash. And like you said, where the old wine and cheese place was, right on Hanley. So I think this is an exciting time, and I think you have to step up medically. You know, back in the day, you took a couple of aspirin, that was medicine. Now you want to do what you can to help your lungs. You want to get the inflammation resolved. You want to work on your brain. You get in that flow tank, you know, that's working on your brain, letting everything kind of go. So I think there's a number of different ways that you can kind of get things going, and medicine in St. Louis has changed, and I think we need to step into the 2017s, and we need to be like L.A. and Paris and these cities that have avant-garde medicine.
Even with what you do as an orthopedic surgeon, how often does it change, Doc? I mean, in terms of what you're doing now versus what you were doing 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 20 years ago.
Well, you know, we're in sports medicine. So sports medicine, there's a premium of getting guys back to play. the most non-surgically we can, the fastest we can, because time is money. You know, if a guy misses two Miss Man games, that's, you know, $100,000, 10 Miss Man games, $1 million, etc. So it's a big deal. And I would tell you, we probably change our technique every 6 to 8 months. So whatever you were doing a year ago or working out a year and a half ago, and you know this from working out, you're not doing the same thing because the principles are changing.
Mm-hmm.
What we're, you know, we talk about kettlebells, and then it's high-intensity workouts that are maybe 15 or 20 minutes. It used to be you're on the treadmill for 2 hours. So everything changes, and as things change, you know, we think it's for the better. You're getting healthier, and St. Louis is getting healthier.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We got lots to get into. I want to talk about our good friend Eddie Olchuk, who, of course, is the play-by-play announcer for the Chicago Blackhawks and also the lead the color commentator for the Chicago Blackhawks and the lead color commentator for NBC Sports for their NHL coverage. Just recently diagnosed with colon cancer. We'll talk about that and a lot of other stuff we'll get into here on this edition of Sports Medicine. So great to have you with us, as always. As always, this show is brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC, Doc, where Gateway is truly the right way.
Absolutely. And you know, everybody needs to stop by. You don't believe it until you see it, until you see the cars. I mean, and again, the word Buick for old people has a little bit of a connotation. You start looking at these Buicks, Buick has a different connotation. The cars are gorgeous, and the insides of these cars are gorgeous, and all the bells and whistles. My truck, if you don't put the signal on, it won't let you illegally change lanes.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
what do you mean? Like, this tells you can't do it?
No. Well, you try to turn it, it chucks you right back into the lane.
Wow.
So you got to put the signal, which is really good, because if you're floating,
genius.
You know, and for a guy like me who's not the smartest guy in the world, I mean, a little intelligence in my car goes a long way.
No doubt. They also have a back to school sales event, Doc. How about that? Where the deals are hot as this weather. Even though the weather hasn't been too hot as of late, but the deals are certainly hot. And if you're talking about leasing a brand new 2017 Buick Encore, Doc, how about as low as $99 a month?
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, I said it. That's $99 really a month to lease a brand new Buick Encore. See Gateway Buick GMC in person and see it for yourself and check out the latest details. And yes, that's a Buick. If you had kids going back to college, lease deal is phenomenal, and I know Gateway Buick GMC is the place to get you in and out on the road with the lowest price possible. Shop online, www.stlouisbuickgmc.com. You can call them directly, 888-865-9419. Again, 888-865-9419. Gateway Buick GMC in Hazelwood, Missouri, off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Gateway
is the right way.
Is the right way.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll come back to the Slider House, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. For this edition of Sports Medicine, I'm Andy Strickland alongside with Dr. Rick Lehman. Don't go anywhere. We're live on 590 The Fan.